When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Check 1, 2. Welcome, friends. Hi, everybody. Nice to see you. We're back. Part of the week. A lot of misery to cover today. Misery, which I happen to think is fun. We'll get to some of that a little bit later on. We're talking a little bit about golf today. We're going to get to some Stanley Cup stuff. We're going to talk about farting. Believe it or not, we're going to talk about farting. We've got a few other things, including Trump speaking of farting. That is Lachlan Cross speaking of farting. At Lachlan Cross on Twitter. Nice to see you. Why are you showing me your teeth? Why are you starting
Shot? Because I golfed yesterday and I've got windburn. And I'm just wondering if I look red. Do I look red?
Yeah. No, you look tanned. You look almost as bronze as me. I'm very bronze. Went for a walk this morning. You can laugh all you like. This is fucking caramel for Diener. It is.
It is. This is as fucking tanned as I get. I might even go out in the sun more than twice this year just to see what happens. See if I can get it.
You golf, don't
yeah,
you?
I golf. You golf this week, right? That's windburn. That's not a suntan. I went for a walk this morning for a couple, maybe an hour, and I got this going for me now, which is like, I can't tell if it's tint or color. I don't know what it is. I don't really care.
You are very white.
I am.
And you look even whiter when you
so white.
Look, comparatively speaking, to old Locker. So my golf game yesterday. We know you golf
you
really
go to the
well.
Garrison? Yeah.
I did. And it's actually in really good shape.
Is it really already?
Yeah. The greens were I was surprised. This is Jody. I was talking to Jody. We've got Jody on this week at some point. We're going to chat with him. And it's a great little course. It's a great little track here in Edmonton. It is not a course that you have to be a member of the military or know somebody to golf. It's a public course, so call them, book a tee time. By the way, first responders and military and people in Sturgeon County all get a discount. Look into it. Anyway, I went out and I golf in the last 4 or 5 years. I kind of took my foot off the gas. There was a period of time there before COVID where I was
taking it seriously.
I got my, and this is not a great handicap, but for me, somebody who is not very athletic, I got to, I think, around below 15 or something like that, right?
And now, for everybody listening that is not a golfer, when Lachlan is talking about his handicap, he's not talking about being handicapped. He, in golf, there's a term handicap, and that is your average score over par. That's what the reference is.
Mm-hmm.
So Lachlan is telling us he shoots about 87, 88.
Well, I mean, there's
that's what he used indexing to shoot when he was pretty good, right?
There was indexing.
Whatever. No one's going to understand it. I'm not going to explain indexing, stim meters, none of that stuff. I'm just explaining handicap to try to give context to what you're saying, because sometimes you'll skip by those parts, and I'm trying to help you out here. I'm piecing it together. So anyway,
handicap's around 15.
You're an honest golfer. You let your foot off the gas for the past couple of years. So maybe handicap around 21, 22 in there probably, right?
18, 19, probably, 20. Yeah. Because my average score would be about 95, right?
Okay. Yeah,
and I would very rarely break 80.
If your average score right now is 95, it's 23, which is what I said. So there you go.
There's indexing and slope.
You don't know what those things mean, dude. Slope rating refers to how hard the golf course is.
Slope.
Okay, continue. So you go golfing and?
You know what? I just learned something. I just figured something out. We've been on this podcast now for 3+ years. You're the reason why my stories are so long.
Because I keep interrupting. Well, you never explain them. Your storytelling shit. Like, I have to keep fucking interjecting every time you tell a story to go, okay,
I'm
what
trying
said to, was this.
I'm trying to add color.
Well, yeah, but you need details for the color. Anyway, go ahead. I'm just trying to help you. That's all.
So anyway, yeah, I shot yesterday. And the last 4 or 5 years, listen, I don't need too many fingers to count how many times I broke 90. I go out yesterday, first nine, five pars. No birdies on my card yesterday after 18.
Bogeys?
I had like three doubles in a row on the back. I had 10, 11, 12. I had bogeys. Okay, or double
but on
bogeys.
The front, you par five out of the nine holes, right?
Yeah.
So what are the other four?
I ended up with 88, which is actually remarkable for me.
Congratulations.
And you know what? I got to tell you, I've been watching a lot of golf shows. I'm just out of curiosity. Do you think it has anything to do with my game getting better?
Probably. A little bit.
Full swing, watching more golf.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. And if you're one of those guys like me where I watch people do things and I have that weird ability to kind of imitate what it is that they did athletically. So I was always sort of okay at those things. And to your point, you know, I'll watch a guy like Tiger Woods, but I'll watch things like watch back when he played, the way he'd get his hips through the ball, the way he'd turn his midsection. I'm like, that probably put another 20 yards into a charge.
Yeah.
And I can do that. There are people who can't translate what they see. You're one of those people who might be able to a little bit. So you're actually, you know, that's good. That's yeah. I don't think that
I don't want to talk about it anymore. We need to move on because I don't want to jinx myself, because 88 is a really decent score for me. And if I'm going to continue, I don't want to think about it too much.
Okay. So let me backtrack. You wanted to open up the show with talking about golf. I engage, even though I didn't really.
I don't want to dig into my score too much. I'm that guy that can't add up a score during the game.
All right. Congratulations on your 88. That's good. You know what that is? It's a nice score, first round of the year, for a guy who loves to just go out and hack it up and have a couple beers. That's a really nice little score. Good for you. You felt great.
I only had like 3-4 beer on the course.
That's a lie, too.
Guaranteed you had way more than 3 or 4 beers. I bet you had 12. I bet you had almost a beer a hole. I bet you did.
I actually was golfing with somebody. We got paired up with a guy who almost smoked a cigarette every hole.
18 smokes. You know, when you smoke an entire pack of cigarettes in 18 holes, you love smoking.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
He was aggressive. And he was also that guy that could like light the cigarette.
Yeah.
And be done with it before he got to his ball. Like, that's a smoker.
Oh, like he just hauls on it. One of those guys that's got the heater that's like 2 inches long, hangs off the edge and doesn't give a shit. Throws his smoke on the ground when he's going to hit a golf shot like he's Joe Cool.
He was a good golfer.
I love that.
Didn't pull his woods out once.
No.
Off the tee with a 3-iron. It was out driving me consistently.
That means he's not a real golfer. If you can't use all your clubs, you're not a real golfer. You're just hiding from your...
I'm pretty sure this guy was like 2 or 3 over.
I don't think so.
18 smokes and 2 or 3 over. That's a golfer.
Speaking of golfing, I did not watch, and it needs to be said, and I'll tell you why. I did not watch one... That's not true. 3 minutes, maybe. 3-4 minutes of the Leafs-Bruins game one.
On Saturday night.
Round one Stanley Cup playoffs. The entire city's geeked. Everybody's losing it. You got fucking restaurants that are doing specials on pitchers. You got Maple Leaf Square packed with people. Hope abounds, right? Auston Matthews, 69 on the year. 69, bro. Nylander's out. McCann's out. Goaltending sucks. Predictable result for game one. Did not watch it. They lose 5-1. The city is already losing its shit. Like, they haven't even had a minute. To that point, let me put this up. Some of the headlines, which I started laughing about this morning because I didn't invest any time in this. Bruins crush Leafs in series opener. Maple Leafs lose the plot, game one, while trying to take the big bad Bruins out. Look at the fans crying, screaming. Fans are now reacting. This is a Philly fan in Massachusetts. It sucks being a Flyers fan. Like, it really fucking sucks. But thank fuck I'm not a Maple Leafs fan. Holy fucking shit. And then,
it's
of course,
one game.
The historic, I know, but just wait, bear with me. The historic failure of this franchise year after year after year. My buddy Craig Baird, who does Canadian History X, he posts a black and white picture of Bill Barilko after they won the cup in 51. He's like, just to rub it in today. On this day in 1951, Bill Barilko scored an OT to win the Maple Leafs the cup. In August, he disappeared on a fishing trip with his dentist. His body was found 11 years later.
It's a hip song.
Yeah. 1962. That's when they won their next cup, made famous by the 50 mission cap, tragically hip. And people are angry today. I don't even know why people are investing time in watching these guys. Like, it is a pointless exercise to watch a Maple Leafs game outside of what Mitch Marner and Austin Matthews might do on a day-to-day basis. It is pointless to watch the Toronto Maple. No, bear with me as a Leaf fan. No, bear with me. This is my opinion. It is entirely pointless to invest any emotional, physical, or mental energy in watching any of these playoff games until such time that we know for a fact they're going to make it to the third round. There is no point. I am so exhausted by the ebb and flow of, like, they're going to do it. I can't believe it. This is so hard. Since 1967. Oh, my God. The first game, I watched none of it. I had a wonderful evening. We made food. I had a pizza. I enjoyed times with loved ones. I woke up this morning. I didn't even know what the fucking score was. 5-1. I started looking at people's reactions. And Lachlan, I have to tell you, this is way more fun than actually watching the game, hoping for any kind of success in round one or round two. Wake up the city in round three. And if not, forget it. Why are we bothering giving them that money? Why are we bothering? Dude, I'm going to play you two videos from last night's game. This is Maple Leaf Square pregame.
Saturday night's game.
Saturday night's game. Sorry. This is Maple Leaf Square pregame and Maple Leaf Square postgame. Okay? Pre and post. This is every year. It never fails for the past fucking decade. And it's the same result. And I'll give you the result of every Leaf playoff run in less than 4 hours right now. The pregame thing of Maple Leaf Square, everybody gets together. They all have a good time. They get hammered. Everybody gets a couple beers in them. You pay $50 to stand there and watch it on the Jumbotron outside the Scotiabank Center, which is where the Leafs play. This is pregame. Let's watch this together, Locke. This sounds fun, right? Look at this. He's having a good time. Is this fun? I guess. Are these people here for a party? Yeah, that's a party. Good for them. If you went there for a party, you don't really give a shit about result. Not the guy with the gold chain or the WWE belt. He was only there for a result and to get hammered. I'm going to show you after the game. They go down one dick early. Max Domi takes a ridiculously stupid penalty.
First shot on net.
First shot on net. They go down early. And then the floodgates open. They take a billion penalties. Totally undisciplined. Everybody's like JoJo the Idiot Circus Boy, which happens every year in the first round of the fucking playoffs. You never win the first game. And you're always coming from behind. This is Maple Leaf Square after a 5-1 drubbing at the hands of the Boston Bruins. Okay? Let's watch this together. There you go. Look at the dude with his head down. All the lights are on. And I have to tell you, Sean, I have to tell you, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. If you're a Leaf fan, good for you. Sorry it happened. But am I really? No. Because this, as long as it continues, is way more entertaining to me than watching people drive up and down Yonge Street with their Leaf flags, honking horns. I love the fact that they're in their houses getting hammered, throwing shit at their televisions at this point. It is awesome to watch, and you can't tell me otherwise. At all?
I'm kind of in the same boat. And thank you. And here's why. Because I watched the whole game, and I was saying to the wife,
"Well, I get
why we're both watching the game." And I said to the wife, "I said, I'm so conflicted when it comes to the Leafs. Like, I'm not with the Habs. Like, I wish they're. I hope they are dead last in the season every year. I hope that every team beats them. Like, I will cheer against the Habs.
I hope they move.
My grandkids and my grandkids' kids will all cheer against the Montreal Canadiens. It's something that I'm going to pass on to my entire family. Okay, but with the Leafs and the other Canadian teams, not so much the Flames, but the other Canadian teams. With the possibility of there being a chance for a Canadian team this year with mm-hmm. four that are doing quite well, I do want to see the Leafs do well. But I got to admit, I'm kind of on the same page with you. The amount of joy I get out of the Leafs' pain is...
And it's not even the Leafs' pain. It's the fan base. Because there's yes. no more... And listen, I'm a Leaf fan. There's no more entitled...
It's so enjoyable.
Wealthy.
Yeah.
We don't give a shit fan base, but they all talk like they won every year. And it's like, yeah. I even hate them. And I'm one of them. I'm like, I hate us. I can't stand us. We're
and I was terrible. I was even saying to the wife, the players on the team, I don't even like. Like, I don't like Marner at all. He's a little puke. Matthews, he's like
talking about those are two of the best players in the NHL, dude.
I don't like them. They're not likable people. I wouldn't want to go for a beer with them.
Would you go for a beer with Nylander? Of all the guys on that team, and I feel sorry for Matthews and Marner. Not so much like sorry for them, like poor guys.
No,
like,
I don't feel sorry for them.
They're never going to win here. Like, they're going to have to go somewhere else to win. All of them, including Nylander, who just signed a massive deal. He didn't even play in game one yesterday.
Well, what I love about Nylander is the size of his head. Like, that helmet barely fits on him. They got the biggest helmet in the NHL, and it still sits on their, like, little top.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but of all the guys on the team, to your point, I think they're actually, this is the most likable group of dudes that we've had here in a long time. Yeah, I live here, so I get it. Like, I know some of these guys. I know of them. I know people interact with them. They're loved. A lot of people like these guys. So they don't get in any trouble off the ice, really, unless it's Austin Matthews pulling his pants down at his condo in Arizona like 4 years ago, but who gives a shit? So anyway, they're loved, and they don't feed the press, right? They don't give a shit. None of these guys are on social media even. They got people to do that. They like take their job seriously. But to your point, the one guy I'd go for a beer with is William Nylander. That's the only guy for
this team. Okay.
He's such an enigma. The other thing, nothing flaps the guy. He didn't play a lot. They lost. I enjoyed it. I got the result this morning.
The other thing I love is the memes, right? Because of the arrogance of the Toronto Maple Leafs fan base, the rest of the country is also cheering for an early exit, right?
Oh,
so
dude,
for me,
let me just bring this up to that point, the early exit stuff.
Yeah.
You know that the there are bars around Canada. Yeah. That are dedicated bars to other NHL teams, right?
Yeah.
There are bars around Canada that are showing all four, they say, four Leaf games.
Guaranteed we'll show all four Leaf games in the playoffs this year.
Like, there's one in Vancouver Island. I don't know if you saw this. This is a great picture. This. Yeah, this is fucking awesome. 17 Mile House, famously unfriendly Leaf pub. Our pub on the southern Vancouver Island. It's playoff time. 17 Mile House in a big billboard. Come watch all four Leaf playoff games. Like, and this
I live for this
embraces Leaf and me too. Like, but you've got a corner of the Leaf market that gets really angry, right? Where it's like they take this shit so fucking seriously, and you're like, guys, you have to have a sense of humor about this at this point because. It's otherworldly that we suck this hard still, being the richest team in the league, the most obnoxious team in the league, with the most obnoxious fan base in the league, with a president of a team who doesn't even fucking live in the city, won't even entertain it. Like, you know, it's just unbelievable to me. But at the same time,
if you're going to lose, at least make it entertaining. Getting blown out 5-1 in game one yet again was very entertaining to that point.
Okay, so just a couple of things. Yeah. One, I think it's such bad luck for the Leafs to get a team like Boston. There's so much. The parity in the league right now is crazy. And I mean, listen, anybody that thinks that their team has a guaranteed chance of winning, man, you have your head so far up your ass. There's a couple of things that are unfortunate for the Leafs' first round matchup. One, Boston is always good and they're deep. And the thing that got to them last year was a couple of longer rounds that beat them up. And they couldn't keep going, right? And unfortunately, the Leafs get a fresh Boston. And if you're going to go the distance in the playoffs in the NHL now, you got to make quick work of your first couple of opponents, and you got to rest. You have to have the time. You can't do those 6-7 game series and expect to go the distance in this league anymore.
Florida beat Boston in the first round in 7, come from behind. They were down 3-1 in the series, right? First round. They go 7 against the Leafs, 6 against the Leafs in the next round, 7 in the third, make it to the Stanley Cup final. So you have to have players that have the ability to do that. You have to have a coach that has the ability to coach you to do that, which they apparently do not. They haven't for the last 7 years. Like, you know, you keep doing the same thing over and over again. It's that stupid definition of insanity. But again, I'm not here to break down any of that. I'm not here to talk about X's and O's and Max Domi and undisciplined play and how the fact that they were missing 2 impact players and one of their best players leading scorers. I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about how we're here again and it's still funny. And if you can't laugh at your fan base, you're fucked at this point because it's the same thing over and over and over again.
And whether or not Ty Domi, Max. Whether or not Max Domi took a stupid penalty last night, I think he was doing exactly what he needs to do. He needs to throw off their top players and Boston, Marchand, and keep them, you know, thinking and keeping their heads on a swivel. I thought he actually had a decent game last night.
Yeah, he did.
Or on Saturday night. Yeah.
Sheldon Keefe took a strip off him after the game too, which was stupid. It's ridiculous that he did it because he was the only guy out there throwing his body around. Albertini was doing it too. Anyway, from what I saw, because I didn't watch it. But one last video I want to play for you. Okay? This is in San Diego. Jays are playing in San Diego. They're beating up on the Padres right now. They're actually looking not bad month into the season. Jays fan, Leafs fan in San Diego. He's got his Leafs jersey on. This is right about the time it was 3-1. Watching part of the baseball game last night. It was a late game. I want you to watch this guy. This is fucking great.
I haven't seen this yet.
To get your ticket today. Well, if you're a Leaf fan, yeah, you might want to cover up. It's 4-0 Bruins right now, last I saw.
He's putting a genius.
Think he knows the score?
I think he probably knows the score.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I thought that was brilliant. It was Dan Schulman. He's a beauty, too. Anyway, there you go. Are Oilers tonight? Is that today? Tonight?
What's happening? Monday, first game. Monday. And got lucky because they got mind you, again, there's no easy path to the Stanley Cup Finals anymore. There just isn't.
No. You're right. Big time parity. Okay, so listen, let's switch gears here because we got a couple things I want to talk about before we get into the week. One is fart walking. I was introduced to this new thing called fart walking.
What is this? Well, isn't Trump related?
No, but we'll get to Trump in a second. Speaking of farting, he can't stop shitting himself. Significant other the other day, she's like, you got to check this out. And I'm like, all right. So she shows it to me. I'm like, what is this? This lady's just like, you got to fart and walk. It's really good for you. You go have a meal and you go for a while. You say, fart. And her name's Marilyn Smith. And I look into Marilyn Smith. Marilyn Smith is like, she's a food educator, home economist. She understands health. She's like Second City alum. That's her big thing. So she's kind of been grifting for several years. And now her big thing is fart walking.
Jesus.
I know.
I'm not creative.
Dude, not only is this, well, no, me neither. Like, I just call it
fart yoga. Maybe I'll.
You should do fart yoga. It'll be a thing. And I started looking into it. And sure enough, it's a real thing. Like, there are people out there that advocate high fiber diets. To your point, and you, dude, you're no spring chicken. I'm no spring chicken. You're 54. I'm 51. Actually, you're probably 55 or 56. You're lying about being 54.
I'm 54. Whatever. Born in 70.
You're getting older. You're way
it's
older.
2024.
Yeah, January. I know, but you're super, super old. So this is, so I see the video. I get shown the video, and then I go looking for, like, what is fart walking? Is this woman just not, is she high? But then I fucking find it on City News. Sid Sixero and the lady that he works with, they're interviewing this woman. And I'm like, oh, she's like legit. This woman is like a legit health expert, kind of, I think, named Marilyn Smith. And she is starting this like revolution, and it's all the rage on TikTok now. I don't know. It's like one of those TikTok things where it's like fart walking. And all these old people on TikTok are like, yeah, let's eat a big fibrous meal, you know, a bunch of asparagus, some couscous,
asparagus last
maybe time. Some corn, the food you lease, and go for a big walk. And apparently it's very good for your digestive system. Let's watch and learn about fart walking together, everybody. Don't say we don't help you with your personal health. That's what we're here for.
How fun is this? This little idea that you had? Fart walk? Yeah. You called it that? You've been doing it for years?
Years.
So what is a fart walk?
So about, I don't know, 10 years ago, we'll just put an, you know, whatever. 10 years ago, I said to my husband, let's go for a walk after dinner. You know, we used to do it all the time. But when we walked, like, we were farting our heads off. And I said, let's name it. Like, come on. Let's just name it. So we just said, you know, you want to go for a fart walk. That's how it started. But then when COVID came, I said, you know, actors always were entertaining the world when bad things happened. And we're both actors. So let's post this, and we're just going to post silly stuff. And, you know, we'll just entertain people. So that's when I started doing the hashtag. So that was March 2020. And then, yeah, look what happened.
Look what happened. I mean, 9 million views, and this is only really getting started. And even, you know, some GI doctors, like some major people are getting involved, not just for the fun of it, but really for the health of it.
Yeah, because good the main Lord. Reason we did it was because, you know, I'm a professional home economist, so my science background. So if you walk after about an hour after dinner, you're going to force the blood glucose to go into your muscles, so you produce less insulin, and then you reduce your chances of developing type 2 diabetes.
Wow.
So there's science behind it, and that's why we're really doing it. But come on, walking, talking, farting is hilarious, you know, so come on. And now my neighbors not all know. It's like, oh, there they
yeah,
go.
There they go. I know now that time period, everyone, you're going to, you know, everyone's running around their neighborhoods thinking, oh, I know what they're doing.
I know.
I know what they're doing.
I got a DM from somebody go, hey, listen, I saw you. Is the neighborhood safe? Anyway, so, yeah.
There you go. So she starts this thing called, no, and hang on. We'll get to the opinion of the fart walking business. And this woman has been advocating going for fart walks for the last 3 years, 4 years now. And to that point, like, specialists, proctologists, digestive experts, internal disease experts are like, yeah, she's right. And she just made it up.
So do you fart when you walk? See, I'm not a very gassy guy.
Really?
No, I've never been. Like, I am not a farter. I swear. I burp. Like, gas, I'm not a gassy guy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I never have been. I worked with a guy, like, he literally always had one in the chamber. Little Jimmy was always farting. It used to drive me absolutely crazy. When I got fired about a week later, Grant sent me a text on our locker room text group. And he said, Jimmy has just been dropping ass constantly since they shit canned you.
Yeah.
Because he's not terrified anymore. Because I used to threaten violence on him on a regular basis. Because his farts were so bad, they stuck to you. So I would have to go home and change my clothes.
That's a lie.
No, I swear to God.
That's a lie.
I swear
there's
to
no
God.
Way you had, there's no
tweet
way you changed
Grant,
your clothes after your friend farted.
Tweet
no, I'm not going to.
Grant
tweet.
Johnson.
No, I don't.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to tag you on a tweet. I'm telling
anyway,
you right now.
That's nice. That's a nice story. Not the
I
point
don't like
here.
Farting. I like.
No.
Listen,
well,
if you want to,
it's good for you. You should. It's really good for you. It's how your digestive system works. It's how you get rid of all kinds of uncomfortability. It's how your body gets rid of all kinds of toxins and cultures and all the shit that happens inside your body, dude. Farting and normalizing shitting should be the number one thing that we're doing for people. And I like that Ms. Smith is doing it for us. by the way.
I just
no better conversation to have with someone in their 50s. This woman says she wrote a book called Peace, Love, Fiber. And I was going to write that book. You and I talked about it, Eat to Shit, which is kind of like Peace, Love, Fiber, only a different title, where I was going to say, hey, every meal's got to include a little something for your bung piece. And that was my whole theory, like the Pooberry Shake, where it's just blueberries and some stuff, because that stuff goes right through you.
You still need to write that book.
I do. I'm going to. So my point is I think she's doing something really fun and really cool for everybody. And everybody should be engaging with their bodies like this.
I don't disagree with you.
Well, let me get to this. This is the original post. Just because you don't fart doesn't mean it's a bad thing if people fart. This is like a 75-year-old woman who's an influencer telling people to go and fart their dicks off when they go for a walk. She's like, my husband and I used to fart our heads off. Fart, 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 fart. I want you to listen to this woman talk about it. It's very important.
Going for a fart walk after dinner is something that's going to help you age wonderfully. And if you follow me, you know that my husband and I go out for fart walks most nights after dinner. So about 60 minutes after we've eaten, we put on our running shoes and off we go. Now, why do we do this? Well, we eat a lot of fiber, so we have gas. Everybody does. And you fart when you walk. Yeah. So that's why I named it that. But the main reason that we do
the
fart
walks is because, you probably can fart when you walk. Just listen. Stop talking and listen to
it. As little as 2 minutes. We usually walk for about 10, 15, 20, but not really quickly. It's more of a moderate walk. We are helping reduce our chances of developing type 2 diabetes.
There you go.
Why? Well, because walking is helping maintain our blood sugars, keeping them from ricocheting all around. And as you age, especially after 40, you have a bigger chance of developing type 2 diabetes. So it's these little things you do on a regular basis that can have a really big impact on your long-term health. So
there you go. Fart walking, dude. You can decrease your ability to get diabetes. You decrease. And here's the other thing. I don't know if you've ever done a fart walk. I can fart and walk at the same time. I know someone who cannot. I know someone who's like, I got a fart stand. I'm just going to stand here and fart because I don't have the ability to do both at the same time. I've seen this person do it once and I'm like,
maybe I'm not a good multitasker because I do that too. If I got to burn one off, I got to stop and lift the leg.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, that's your anger is you can't fart walk at the same time. You have to fart or walk. You can't fart walk. That's your point.
I don't know if that's my point, but now that I think about it, when I feel like one, I got to sort of get into a position, squat a little bit. I got to open things up.
Are you the one when you let one don't go, walk? You have to, like, are you one of those people who has to fart? You know, you lean forward a little bit, you stop, and you kind of lean to the side, and you
I gotta,
you go like that.
I gotta. Yeah. If you ever see me do this on the podcast,
I'm
burning one off. I am okay with people farting. Just don't do it around me, and I don't think that you need to actually go. The walk thing makes sense to me.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you why. Because since we've had a dog, I try to get Kingston out for 2 walks a day, even if they're just short walks. And I think it goes a long way to even just a walk with the dog. That's we were talking before the podcast about you getting a dog. Yeah. And I know you're actually a pretty decent, like at regular routine.
Yeah.
But I think you would benefit because now you're getting old, right? The kids are going to leave. You're going to start getting
lonely.
I'm not
as old as you, but I am getting older. Yeah. I'm reminded of that often. Yes.
Yeah. I think it would be wise of you to get a companion. I mean,
I know I was trying to, like, I can fart and walk at the same time. No problem. I can go up the stairs and fart. I can walk down. I can go for a jog and fart.
I got to stop.
No, this is I need to dig into that more. People that can't fart and walk at the same time.
Maybe you're just way more coordinated than I am.
I know one other person that can't do it. You and one other person. And I'm very familiar with both of you. So I'm going to look into this. It's going to be a whole research project. I've seen this person do it once and I turned to this person. I'm like, way to go. way to go. Give this person five.
I need clearance.
Yeah, I know you need clearance. But like you, this person's incredibly bright. And I'm going, how do you not be able to do it? She's like, I need to stop. You really gotta stop to fart.
The other thing too is I think my system is superior to others as well.
No, it isn't. Let me bring you down. Let me give you the goods on farting and walking. Walking 10 to 20 minutes after you eat promotes smoother digestion. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna get into the health. Okay, I'm gonna get into the science.
I don't disagree with you on that. It probably is good for
science.
You.
It's not me. I'm just reading it. You're not disagreeing with like science here. Have you ever finished a meal and felt bloated? Yeah. WWW. Have you ever felt bloated and overly full? This is a common sensation, especially if you eat or drink at a fairly fast pace. Besides slowing down your rate of eating and opting for portion sizes that better agree with your stomach and intestines, taking a walk after eating has been shown, it's not ridiculous, has been shown to stimulate digestion. Walking after eating for 10 to 15 minutes has been shown to help adults who frequently experience bloating feel markedly less bloated after eating. What's more, post-meal stroll can help reduce forms of gastrointestinal distress, like gas. Suck it. There you go.
What about
fart walking's a thing?
What about court farting? Is that a new trend? We should
like
get
on
that
the pickleball
going.
Court? You mean?
No, like court in court with the judge in front of you.
I know. Did you read
Trump? That's what Trump.
Did you see some of the reports?
I'm seeing multiple stories on this. Like, apparently he is dropping ass constantly in court. I think he's doing it on purpose.
You think he's shitting himself just to be an asshole?
I think he's. Yes, I do.
I started looking at these like reports, and you know how you see it online, social media, Twitter, and it's like, this person's pedophile, this person shit themselves in public. You're like, it's probably not true. This is true.
I think this is true. I did the same thing you did. I mean, come on. I mean, I don't like him either, but
yeah, they're like, this is a new low down. Like, sure, he's a rapist and he's a total criminal and a traitor to this country.
It's just, it's constant with Trump.
Why bother with saying he keeps shitting himself too? Like, you're really hurting the guy, right?
I don't think
get him when he's down. But to your point, these are the reports that are coming up. Midas Touch Network did a great report. MSNBC has reported this to be the case. NBC,
CBS,
Fox News, every single outlet. His lawyers are now complaining to the judge going, listen, we don't even know if we can finish the trial because this guy can't stop hitting his fucking pain.
They're complaining to the judge, his own lawyers.
Yeah, his lawyers are complaining to the judge that he can't stop shitting himself. And they're like, can we put him in the prisoner's box over there?
They need a court like they do in Russia where they're in plexiglass.
And apparently, here's the funny part too. Apparently, it happens when he keeps falling asleep because he's so relaxed. So his body just like lets all the shit out. And some people are saying it might not just be farting because he wears a diaper 24/7, right? He's completely incontinent. That's what people don't understand about
Trump.
Is
that true?
100% true. Keith Schiller confirmed it. Noel Castler confirmed it. These are people who've worked with him on set. Keith Schiller was his diaper changer. Like, he'd shit himself and he'd go, Keith. And then they go into his private bathroom. Keith would rub him around, clean his undercarriage, put a new diaper on him. And so apparently he's like not just farting and shitting himself. Let's watch this video confirmation of that. This is from a gentleman at Midas Touch talking about it. And again, this is confirmed and verified. Speaking of farting, Trump is incredibly healthy. He just can't stop.
Returning to the court proceedings as well, Maggie Haberman reports that Donald Trump continued to fall asleep during the proceedings as well. And, you know, what I'm hearing from my sources as well is that, and I'm hearing from credible sources who know what's going on in the courtroom. And what I'm hearing is that, take it for what it's worth, but that Donald Trump is actually farting in the courtroom and that it's very stinky around him. It's a putrid odor in the courtroom and that Trump's lawyers are like repulsed by the scent and the smell. And I'm not just saying that to be like, funny. I'm actually, you know, we have good sources there. And I'm hearing it from actual credible people that as he's kind of falling asleep, he is actually passing gas. And that his lawyers are really struggling with the smell. I think you'll actually start to hear more of that. But again, from real credible sources. Now, take it for what it's worth. They may be going off the record, on background and telling me that because of, it's the Midas Touch. And, they think that we want to hear that. So you could judge it how you want to judge it. But real credible people who are there have saying that it's putrid around him.
It's just insane. It's so
I think it's incredible. Like,
they're going to make that guy the president of the United States again.
No, he'll never win. No, no. He'll never win. It just, you know, it's
I'm getting more concerned.
I wouldn't. Just the idea that people are even interested in a political or legal result here is uninteresting to me. This is what I'm here for.
This is well, you're not unlike most of America, or at least half of it, where they don't, that this is just,
this is awesome. Dude, that
people don't care, which is so bizarre.
Everything about this guy, every single thing, like to think for 1 second, any human being who thinks this guy is a legitimate human being or smarter than the dumbest person they've ever met in some capacities. I mean, his superpower is that he is so corrupt that he doesn't give a shit anymore. It's like, I'll do whatever because I'm pot committed. I'm indicted. He's the most ineffective human being ever. He's a terrorist is what he is. And a traitor, and he sold fucking nuclear secrets to foreign governments, and he stole fucking top secret documents people died to obtain. The idea, and I don't even give a shit about that anymore. I love the idea that he's being based as this disgusting old fuck.
It doesn't work.
Who can't
though, like,
stop shitting his pants in court.
If every time he goes, stands in front of a camera, like, he becomes more he's more popular now, Dean.
Absolutely not.
Than he was not.
In the last 2 weeks, he's lost 20% of his support. In the last 2 weeks, he's behind in almost every poll. Every single poll. Google it. Dude, I'm not just repeating shit for the sake of repeating it.
Anyway.
He's going to lose based on two things. This Hush Money trial. When people hear what he did,
January
how
6th.
Disgusting he is. Yep. And he's going to lose January 6th. That's coming up. That's going to happen. But this trial is almost as important, if not more important. This is a criminal fucking trial for hush money. It's a government thing. Now, I know, but
so much
I'm
noise
not interested
around
in any of that. That's the thing. I'm not. It's this stuff that'll gross out people who wear like fucking Ferragamo and show up to Mar-a-Lago and they find out he's like a disgusting guy that can't stop shitting his pants. That'll mean more to them in the ballot box than anything else. When they find out how disgusting he was with women, like when that's documented in this case.
I hope you're right.
Yeah, I really do. That's what's going to do it.
At this point, I'm like the court cases and all the legal issues seem to be like, I think, the one thing he's done, and this might be, I don't know if this was premeditated. I don't think it was. The one thing he's done is he's just created so much noise that no one knows what to believe anymore, and everyone's shutting it down. Just were you following last week the jurors, like the reporting on who?
Yeah.
And they actually found some people that were like, you know what? And I never thought that this was going to be possible because in the States, you have to, well, I think in most democratic societies, when you get to the legal side of things, when you're being tried by your peers and a decision is being made by people that live in the community, if you kind of have to try to find people that are going to be unbiased. And I was like, how in the hell are they going to do that in New York?
Yeah, find someone who doesn't know who he is. Yeah.
But you know what, man? They did. And they found people that have just unplugged from the world. And I think there's more people like that than we even want to admit. We're in our little bubble.
Dude, I'll tell you something. Again, I've been taught some valuable lessons by someone very close to me recently. And one of the things that this person does is they do not watch the news. They'll curate a little bit of it.
Yeah.
And you'll bring something up and they'll go, I haven't heard of that. I'm like, is that why you're so happy? Is that what you're normal?
Yeah.
You go about your life and do all these incredible things because you're not paying attention to all this other shit. And they're like, yeah, totally.
There's those like people
animal
have the
videos.
Answer.
Yeah. Work, animal videos, personal relationships. And you're like, oh, Donald Trump's on trial? Yeah. You can't stop shitting his pants. Oh, that's funny. Ha ha ha.
You know that comedian Ari?
Yeah.
Ari he shows up on Rogan all the time.
Yeah.
He's quite funny. He's very offside, but he's quite funny. Anyway, I remember he did an experiment because he was trying to show everybody that that you're the reason why you're in your own little bubble. And what he did was he just got up every day, every morning, and grabbed his phone, and he would type in, I think it was puppy videos or something.
Yeah.
Into his social media channel.
Dude, every morning this person gets up and watches like animal videos where lions hug lion trainers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why aren't you watching Pierre Polyev lie 86 times? Yeah. Why aren't you watching?
Because they're smarter than us. Yeah. Dean, because they're more intelligent than us.
This person's way smarter than me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How to be happy in life.
Yeah.
Right? That's the issue. And the jurors that are on this, I couldn't believe it. I was watching the reporting. I'm like, what? I'm like, they can't be educated. Nope. They're educated. They're doctors and lawyers and nurses and people that have spent time training themselves. One guy is into yoga and fly fishing and doesn't really pay attention to the news. No,
another guy spent the last 2 years getting his fourth degree. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
those people,
normal people. Yeah,
they have the answer.
Yeah, they do.
We're the ones that are messing up the world by talking about this.
To that point.
Should be talking about puppy almost videos.
But I've almost stopped engaging with like local news, the Pierre Polyev bullshit. I'll tweet about it from time to time because it's so fucking blatant. It's boring at this point. The idea that someone's going to come out of the woodwork and go, oh, politics is for assholes, Donald Trump's terrible, and conservatism and liberalism are both diseases, and lights are going to go on for people. We're way past that point, right? So to your point, it's how do you respond to this? And how I'm responding to this is the same way I'm responding to the Leafs' abject failure year after year. It's like, well, what's the funny side here? The funny side in what's going on with Donald Trump is guy falls asleep and shits himself like every fucking time. Can't stop falling asleep in court. And by the way, this is going to go on for another 4 weeks. So this is the one story I am on when it comes to Justin Trudeau. I don't like the guy. I don't like Pierre Polyev. But when it comes to Justin Trudeau's political fortune, don't give a shit. The only thing I'm interested in about Justin Trudeau at this point is his wife's book, where she's like, he didn't meet my needs. And I'm like, now let's dig into that shit.
What does that mean, Sophie?
What needs you didn't meet? Yeah. Was it a conversation? Were you not doing what you're supposed to doing with your wife in the bedroom? Explain that to me. Like, we come head on to these fucking stories all the time, as opposed to taking the side door. I'm taking the side door from now on, because it is way more fun than going,
way more
this
fun.
Is wrong, and we need to be a fucking army of people who are standing up for democracy. No, I don't give a shit. Like, if you people don't like democracy, I'll ride an authoritarian backbench all the time. I'll just continue to be me doing it. And if the Leafs lose, it has no bearing on my life. I'm still going to get up and go to work and do my business and have a nice life, to your point. And I would encourage everybody to do that, because when you stop watching the news, your life gets 80 to 90% better. When you stop engaging with people, your life gets like assholes and idiots on Twitter. I've completely stopped. Only if it's something in it for me. Like, if I'm like, that person's got 140,000 followers, they just shit roasted me. Yeah, I'll engage, but I'll own their shit at the end of it, because I know I can. And it's stuff like that that people need to get engaged. Like, I listen to people all around me at this point, but only people I trust. And I look at people who've been able to make their way through this fucking forest of bullshit, and I'm like, they know something we don't, to your point. Yes, sir, they do. And that's what we all need to do. Stop watching the fucking news. Stop it. You don't need to be informed. You don't need to drive yourself crazy.
You know what I started
doing? Be informed about the things you enjoy. That's it. What'd you start doing? Masturbating?
I was really, really stressed out. And I was, you know, I knew what people are probably sick of hearing me talk about. I knew for 6 months at least before I got fired that I was getting fired. Mm-hmm. So I was very stressed out. And so, and I was trying to blame it on other things, but I knew deep down, I knew what it was. But I was trying to unplug from the news. Like, I was trying to disconnect. And I went back and I started watching 80s movies.
Is that like, why you told me to watch the 80s version of Roadhouse?
Yes. And Roadhouse. And what else did I watch? Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Classic.
And, Oh, dude. And Top Gun. I watched the original Top Gun again. You know what, man? I started to feel better. Although my dog hates 80s music for some reason. Because every time like 80s music would come on in the movies, he'd take off out of the room. He hates 80s music, which only makes me love him more.
Smart dog. Yeah, I hate 80s music.
Anyway.
Easily the worst decade of music ever.
I did. Thank you. We can agree on that. I did start to feel better. I'm back into a position like I'm feeling better and I'm more engaged in the news. But
you're engaged at home. The news doesn't bother you as much when it's not a fire hose. And here's the other thing. Get off of fucking social media all the time. Check into Twitter once in a while. Don't respond to people. Don't engage with assholes. Just block people as you go. Your life will get immeasurably better. It's about managing inputs. Listen,
I do agree with you on that.
Yeah, it should be that for everybody. Yeah. Put good things in, get good things out. You ever heard that? Right?
I have.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah, well, it's a karma thing too, right? Like you put that much positive energy out, you get that negative energy, you get that back too. Right?
Yoga lock. Yeah. Time for the Ardent Roof Systems retro replay of the day. Ardent Roof Systems, of course, proud partner of the Locker Room and proud partner of this podcast, the Dean Blundell Podcast with Lachlan Cross. And they've got a golf tournament coming up. Early bird special, July 5th. I think, is almost done. July 5th. I'll be there for that golf tournament, by the way.
Okay, you are coming because Stacy called me coming on the weekend and said I was listening to the podcast and is Dean coming?
Totally.
And we'll auction off a spot to golf with Dean and I. So it'll be a twosome. The money going to the Stollery Life, the Stollery Child Life Program. Sorry, and a very worthy cause. We actually have a visit and a tour of the hospital and what the money has done over the last 4 years from the Ardent Roof Systems charity golf tournament. And you can, Dean just alluded to it. The early bird pricing is going to be in effect until the end of April. So go to the webpage and get yourself a spot right now. This is a break. It's actually a bit hockey related and it's a bit news related. And I'll give you a heads up. It was something that happened during COVID. So if you're confused, it wasn't, it was like 2021, something like that. And here it is.
The Lock Retro Replay.
Dr. Poon, that's his real name.
No, it isn't.
Yep. Dr. David Poon spoke out and said, families are burdened right now, and NHL players should not have their quarantine times reduced.
You can't do this. I'm a hockey fan.
As a sports fan, I'm okay with it.
I get it. I understand exactly what they're doing. You cannot give these guys...
As someone that wants the Blue Jays to play in Toronto this year, I'm okay with it.
You can't do this. As a government, where we're at right now, with how much everybody hates all politicians, doesn't matter what party they're from, there is a growing hatred for politics. It sounds like I'm beating a dead horse here, but it's so true. We're on the verge of people literally rioting in the streets.
Yeah.
People are so mad. They're so polarized.
Poon's organization said they want at least the same opportunities afforded to celebrity professional athletes, so...
I know they have more money. They have more access to testing.
They're going to get tested, put in hotels.
I get all of that. It's just, it's wrong on so many levels. As soon as you told me about this, I was angry.
Well, yeah, you should try to tweet Dr. Poon and see if we could get him on the show.
We can't interview a guy named Poon.
How long have you been on the show, Grant?
Yeah, you can't. You guys can't interview Dr. Poon. That's for damn straight. You know what I love about that? I love that that was only like 3 years ago.
Yeah, and we're still there. Locke is still having mental breakdowns like that.
I know you are. You might want to go get some fucking help. Just stop watching the news. I think today's intervention was great. Really appreciate you. Locker Room Retro Replay of the Day brought to you by our friends at Ardent Roof Systems. ArtandRoofSystems.com. Sign up for their golf tournament. It's in support of Stollery Child Life Program at the Stollery Children's Hospital. They've given $65,000. Donate. There's a button there to do it. Get a foursome. You can do the same thing there.
Singles,
and then sponsor hold. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They take singles. You can just walk on. I've never joined a charity golf tournament.
Well,
that's what really lonely people do, but good for them that they.
You know what? Some people are new to town. They want to golf in the tournament, and they put foursomes together. So.
Okay, good. So if you got a twosome, you go put a foursome together with another twosome. ArtandRoofSystems.com, of course, the number one roofing company, Eaves company in the greater Edmonton area, might be looking to expand. We'll keep a cap on that later. But more importantly, Stacy is one of the greatest human beings I've ever met. Hardest working guys, most trustworthy individuals, and he will not rip you off. He is super honest as the day is long. And here's the other thing, Owens Corning Platinum Partner. You're going to love him, Stacy.
Jonathan from Owens Corning might come up and do the tournament as well. And Stacy's really looking forward to meeting you. Can I tease the show tomorrow before you have some sponsorship stuff that you need to do before we sign off completely? Mm-hmm. We have a regular listener to the program. Her name is Wendy Gray, and she is a news/radio broadcaster. I think spent 30 years in the business, plus 30 years like myself. And she's got a very interesting story and kind of an interesting perspective on where we're at in the broadcast industry. And I think it's not going to be a typical industry's dead conversation with her tomorrow, because I think she comes at it from a very different perspective from Dean and I, in that Dean and I were like playing records and talking and trying to be entertaining when we were on the radio. And her background is all news. And she's got some interesting insight into where we're at, the broadcast industry is at. And I know it's a little inside baseball, but it's funny. Whenever we do those shows, Dean, whenever we have those podcasts, man, we get a lot of feedback. People are very interested in this business and where it's at, even if they aren't directly involved in it. So I think it'll be a good conversation with Wendy tomorrow.
Yeah, and she's going to not just talk about the state of that business in the industry, right? We're going to talk about where people get their news now, how no one gives a shit anymore, and I'll shed some light on that as a category, right? As a money-making category, it's dead. Yeah. Nobody gives a shit about the news anymore for obvious reasons, because they've abused the privilege of actually feeding us any news.
Well,
so there you go. Yeah.
So anyway, and here's somebody that's very intelligent that for some reason listens to us on a regular basis.
Because she's smart.
Our segments on farting.
Dude, okay, that was an educational science segment that helps people with their wellness.
I was trying to be funny. I was trying to. Okay.
Talk to you soon.
You have a good day.
All right, buddy. Lachlan Cross. At Lachlan Cross is where you can find him on Twitter. That's it for us, everybody. Have a wonderful day. Thanks to our friends at CanTorque for making this possible. Go to CanTorque.com. They make rugged, hardworking torque wrenches, Canada's leading industrial tool experts, heavy industry around the world. They service all of it. Tool rentals, calibration service, repairs, custom fabrication, and distribution opportunities. CanTorque offers a complete range of services, products, making them your one-stop destination for all your bolting needs. Save time, effort, and hassle. CanTorque's top-of-the-line torque tension tools, flange maintenance systems, and impact sockets. You can rely on the highest quality for 20 years. They've been doing it. Colin and his group work out of Edmonton, manufacture out of Edmonton. And they put a little maple leaf on every one of their torque wrenches. Canada's leading industrial tool experts. Again, the very best in maintenance, custom fabrication, sales, rentals, calibration of industrial torque tools. All your bolting needs, saving you time, effort, and hassle. Visit all their products and services at their new website. Go to CanTorque.com right now. Also brought to you by Muse Massage Spa. Go to MuseMassageSpa.com for more details. These poor women have had all of their Twitter accounts dummied. Yeah. People complain because there's too much skin. I don't know if you've been on Twitter. They don't put skin on Twitter, these girls. So someone went after them. Now they don't have Twitter accounts. So what we're doing is a special for these lovely ladies, Emily and Riley. And for $50 off, you want to get them in a DM. You want to go to their new website, MuseMassageSpa.com. Send them a little note, little email. There's contact information right next to Become a Muse, location, the spa, treatments, choose your Muse, schedule. And you can shop online. You can check out their blog. You can also listen to their podcast. You can get it on Patreon. The uncensored version is pretty greasy. I think you'll dig it. And that's a Patreon. Muse on the Mic is the name of the podcast. Muse on the Mic on YouTube as well. Muse on the Mic anywhere you get your fine podcasts, including Cryer Media. And again, you'll get a deal and a discreet experience when you mention my name. Not that I've been recently. However, I can tell you this. If you go, you'll be treated properly. These women are advocates, they're educators, and they're wonderful people. This is a therapeutic exercise in your life. Explore it all at MuseMassageSpa.com. And brought to you by FactCheck.io, the world's most robust fact-checking software. It doesn't matter where it comes from. You want to know what the intention is, and that is the purpose of FactCheck. Go to FactCheck.io, FactCheck.io, and sign up for the beta test. Their beta test is looking right now for applicants. Successful applicants will become FactCheck verified applicants, and you're going to get the chance to beta test the world's most robust software when it comes to killing disinformation. You'll get full epistemology and pathology of where it came from, Twitter, social media, find out if it was boosted or paid for, find out if what country it came from to the area code, find out how many people gamed it and who's involved and whether or not you can trust what you are looking at, whether you see it, read it, experience it, whether it's text, video, audio, doesn't matter what it is, pictures, they'll check it for you and give you a report where you can decide if what you're looking at is authentic. FactCheck.io, factcheck.io. Do you believe? Have a great day. Wendy Gray tomorrow. We'll talk about news, radio, a few other things, I'm sure. Talk about the Leafs again. That reaction. Who knows? Maybe Trump shit himself again in the courtroom. You don't know. We don't know where it's going to go. All I know is we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day. Don't forget everything we do is at Cryer Media. Rate, subscribe, YouTube, Cryer Media, Dean Blundell Show. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.